Welcome to the Health and Wellbeing Programme. My name is Vernon Pierce, and in each of these regular programmes, I'm talking to you about issues which may affect you, giving you advice provided by the NHS, and playing you some appropriate music. Today I'm going to be talking to you about something which we men don't talk about enough, and that's prostate cancer. In the UK, approximately 12,000 men die from prostate cancer each year. Prostate cancer is the most common cancer in men in the UK and the second most common cause of cancer death in males after lung cancer. Most men, if they live long enough, will probably develop prostate cancer, but most of those men will die of other causes: old age, complications with their heart, or other morbidities. The symptoms of prostate cancer don't usually appear until the prostate is large enough to affect the tube that carries urine from the bladder out of the penis. When this happens, you may notice things like an increased need to pee, straining while you pee, a feeling that your bladder has not fully emptied. These symptoms shouldn't be ignored, but they don't mean that you have prostate cancer. It's more likely they're caused by something else, such as prostate enlargement. Well, what is the prostate? It's a small gland in the pelvis and is part of the male reproductive system. About the size of a walnut, it's located between the penis and the bladder and surrounds the urethra. The main function of the prostate is to produce a thick white fluid that creates semen when mixed with the sperm produced by the testicles. The causes of prostate cancer are largely unknown, but certain things can increase your risk of developing the condition. The chances of developing prostate cancer increase as you get older. Most cases develop in men aged 50 or older. For reasons not yet understood, prostate cancer is more common in black men and less common in Asian men. Men whose father or brother were affected by prostate cancer are at slightly increased risk themselves. Recent research also suggests that obesity increases the risk of prostate cancer. There's no single test for prostate cancer. All the tests used to help diagnose the condition have benefits and risks that your doctor should discuss with you. The most commonly used tests for prostate cancer are blood tests, a physical examination of your prostate, an MRI scan, or a biopsy. The blood test, called prostate-specific antigen or PSA test, measures the level of PSA and may help detect early prostate cancer. If you're over 50, you can ask a GP for a PSA test. PSA tests are not routinely used to screen for prostate cancer, as results can be unreliable. Your PSA level can also be raised by other non-cancerous conditions. Raised PSA levels also cannot tell a doctor whether you have life-threatening prostate cancer or not. If you have a raised PSA level, you may be offered an MRI scan of the prostate to help doctors decide if you need further tests and treatment. If you do have prostate cancer, you may not need treatment. If the cancer is at an early stage and not causing symptoms, your doctor may suggest either watchful waiting or active surveillance. The best option depends on your age and overall health. Both options involve carefully monitoring your condition. Some cases of prostate cancer can be cured if treated in the early stages. Treatments include surgically removing the prostate, radiotherapy, either on its own or alongside hormone therapy. Some cases are only diagnosed at a later stage when the cancer has spread. If the cancer spreads to other parts of the body and cannot be cured, treatment is focused on prolonging life and relieving symptoms. All treatment options carry the risk of significant side effects, including erectile dysfunction and urinary symptoms, such as needing to use the toilet more urgently or more often. For this reason, you may choose to delay treatment until there's a risk the cancer might spread. Newer treatments, such as high-intensity focused ultrasound and cryotherapy, aim to reduce these side effects. Some hospitals may offer them as an alternative to surgery, radiotherapy, or hormone therapy, but the long-term effectiveness of these treatments is not known yet. As prostate cancer usually progresses very slowly, you can live for decades without symptoms or needing treatment. Nevertheless, it can affect your life. As well as the possible side effects of treatment, a diagnosis of prostate cancer can understandably make you feel anxious or depressed. you may find it beneficial to talk about the condition with your family, friends, a GP, and other people with prostate cancer. Financial support is also available if prostate cancer reduces your ability to work. The advice I'm giving you in today's programme comes from the NHS website, which you can access at www.nhs.uk. And there is a section called Health A to Z, which lists hundreds of conditions you may have concerns about and gives you lots more information and help. That's the website, www.nhs.uk.